We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Mishem Yaham Yaakov, Bibliotheca de Leo. We are in Sanhedrin, Parakeh, Mishnah Aleph. Hayubot kirosan b'sheva chakiros. We spoke about the fact that we interrogate the witnesses, and when it comes to Eidei Nefashos, we interrogate them to a greater extent. We have the chakiros as opposed to the bedikos. So how do we check them with these seven chakiros, these questions of investigation? So the Mishnah says there are going to be seven of them. Where do we get the number? Seven? So the Gemara says it's derived from the fact that in the Torah, the language of Derisha of a chakira, we have seven times. When it comes to Iran Idacha, it says it's darashta. That's one. V'chakarta, that's another word of investigation. Vishalta, hey Tave, that's considered one as well. So that's three. Vishalta is not a language of Hakir unless you have the word hey Tave that follows. So that's considered one. So that's three so far. An individual, that's it, with respect to the Ir Hanidachas, where you have a city, most of the city worship Tefillah Dezara. That's where we have this phrase of a darashta, v'charkarta, v'shalta heitev. So that's three. Then the individual who worships Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, v'darashta heitev. Now that counts for two, because the word v'darashta is actually a language of investigation. Heitev there is considered extra as well. And when it comes to Edim Zomim, it says, v'darashu hachorftim heitev. So there we have darashu heitev. So that's another two. Altogether, we have seven. Now, what are these seven questions that we ask the witnesses? Number one is Be'ez HaShavua. When did this happen? We're speaking about, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon. So you claim Reuven killed Shimon. I need to know Be'ez HaShavua. Shavua doesn't mean week. Shavua means which Shemitah cycle within the full Yovel cycle. That's what I'd like to know. We know there are seven Shemitos within the 50 years of Yovel. So which Shemitah cycle, we ask? Be'ezo Shana, which year of the Shemitah itself? Meaning once we know it's which cycle of Shemitah we're in, now I want to know which one of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle we're speaking about. The first year of the Shemitah cycle, the 5th year of Shemitah, the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle. Be'ezo Chodesh, what month was it? What month of the year? Become the question number four. Be'kama b'chodesh, what was the date? What was the date in that month? Be'eze yom, what day of the week? That's question five. Be'ezo sha'ah, what hour of the day? And number seven, be'eze makom. So the first six are about time, and the seventh is about the place. And the purpose of having chakiros is to potentially have edim zomim, edus that's ef shar lahazima, that cannot potentially then become, those edim can never become edim zomim. So then that's not considered edus at all. So a kosher edus is where there's a possibility for two other edim to come in and say, hey, you couldn't have known that because you were with us at this time in this place. So therefore, of course, you have to testify about time and place, or else you don't have the potential for Hazama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you don't need seven Chakiros, three is sufficient, the last three, Be'ez HaYom, Be'ez HaShah, and Be'ez HaMakom. Why only three? So he says, because most of the time people are testifying about something that happened just a few days ago. So I don't need to speak about what Shemitah cycle within Yovel cycle, what year within the Shemitah year, etc. So I need the day, I need the hour, and I need the place. Why do the Chachamim disagree? Because they say the whole idea of asking the Edim is not just to get the information, but it's try to confuse them, try to reveal if there's something within their words that where they're lying. So the more questions we ask them, the more chakiras we have, the better chance we can to reveal if there's any error. Then the Mishnah says, what else do we ask the Edim? Makirin atem oso. Let's say, for example, they're Edim who are testifying about murder. So we say, according to most of the Farshim, means, do you recognize the Nirtzach, the person who was killed? Maybe he was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And some say, no, we're even asking them not only about the Nirtzach, the one who was killed, but even the Rotzeach. Or for that matter, any other person who was judged, we want to know. We ask the Edim, do you recognize this person? What else do we ask besides Makirin atem oso and the seven Chakiros? Hisrei sembo. Did you give him the proper hasra? A person's not chayav mitzvos based in or malkos unless at the time of the avera, he was about to do the avera, he got the proper hasra. The two edim gave him the proper warning. Don't do this avera. If you do this avera, you're going to be chayav mitzvos based. If you do this avera, you're going to be chayav malkos. And if he responds, yeah, I know that, and I'm doing it anyway, despite all that, I'm going to do the avera. So that's considered a proper hasra. So we ask the edim, did you give this person who's being judged, did you give him the proper hasra? According to the Rambam, the Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parakeet Beis, these two questions, do you recognize the person that you're testifying about, and did you give him Asra? We ask the Eidim, not at this point, but at the beginning. This is part of the Iyum. If remember, we instill fear within them. We had that in the last Mishnah in the previous Parak. That's part of those questions. Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, let's say they're testifying with someone who's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Someone who's worshipping Avodah Zarah is potentially going to be Chayv Skila and Beistin. So this, of course, is Dine Nefashos, potentially. We ask him, Mi Avad, which Avodah Zarah, which idol did he worship? Uvame Avad. And which Avodah did he do? There are certain avodos that are considered universal. Let's say you bow to an idol, being a carbon or incense to an idol. But there are certain idols where there's a specific way you worship them. Your Baal Por is worshipped one way. Marcellus is worshipped a different way. So we want to know, how did he worship this Avodah Zarah? These questions that we ask at the Seifa, which are, do you recognize that person? Did you warn him? If he worshipped up in the Mazara, what did he, how did he worship the Avodah? Which Avodah Zarah? So these are also included in the Chakiros and the Drishos, according to some Rishonim, because these are, this is part of the Ikar Eidos. So although we said there are seven Chakiros, there are additional questions that we ask that are considered part of the Chakiros as well. And some say no. Since Hazama is not dependent on these questions, Hazama is only about time and place, and these are not time and place questions, so these are not included in the Chakiros, they're rather in the what we call the Bedikos, which are the less important information, which is not part of the Ikar Eidos, which will be explained in the next Mishnah. Perek, Hey, Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-marabe b'bidikos, harei zeh meshubach. Based on the more questions, the more we check the Eidim, even in addition to the Chakiros, the seven Chakiros, and the other questions as well, the better off we are. Harei zeh meshubach, that is because this way we'll know for sure. We have there's greater certainty that the Eidim are telling the truth. Maise ubadak ben zakai b'ukse teinim. And the Mishnah gives an example of a bidika ben zakai, is Rabbi Yochanan ben zakai, but as he was a Talmud learning in front of Hillel HaZaken, his Rebbe, so he was known as Ben Zakkai. We didn't call him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai just yet. And there was a case that where Eidim came in and testified that, let's say, Reuben killed Shimon under an eitz tein, under a fig tree. And Ben Zakkai, one of the questions he asked the Eidim are, can you tell me a little bit about the ukse teinim? Can you tell me about the stems of the figs of that tree? Were they thick? Were they thin? Were they long? Were they short? Etc. So that's an example of a bedika. That's not ikaredus, but harez the meshubach. The more of these kinds of questions, the better we are. Ma ben chakiros lebedikos. So what's the difference between them? A very big difference. Chakiros echad omer eni odeh edus and betela. When it comes to Chakiros, if one of the Eidim say, I don't really know the answer. I don't know where this took place. I don't know what year it was, etc. Then the entire Eidus is batel, because it's man and makom, and one says any odea, so then it's Eidus that she'i atayachol hazima can never potentially become, they can't become Eidim Zomimim, and that's the case, the Eidus is no good. And what about the questions about the second category of questions, which is, do you recognize the person? Did you warn against him? Was it this type of Avodah Zarah? So even though Hazama is not dependent on that, that's still part of Ikar Eidos, and therefore, such a person, if he says any odeh, the Eidos is betela as well. So, but bedikos, echad omer, any odeh, afilu shnayim omim, ein ano yodin, eduson kayemes. But by bedikos, if one person is able to testify about the bedika, let's say he knows that the fig tree, the stems were this thickness or this length, etc. And the other person says, I don't really know. Then the Eidus is still acceptable because this is not part of the Ikar Eidus and Hazama is not dependent on this. And therefore the Eidus is fine. And that would be true if both of them say we don't know. Echad chakiros vechad bedikos. But what is true regarding bedikos as well as chakiros? Bizmacha machishin zeh, edus and betela. But if let's say we're talking about the color of the clothing, that's a bedika, that's not a chakira. And there's a contradiction now. One said he's wearing black clothing, the other said he's wearing white clothing, then edus and betela. So then, and that would be true even if you have, let's say, three edim, and two testify one way, and one is machish, the other contradicts the other. Since they came in as one group, the entire Eidos is batel regarding Dinei Nefashos. So that's true not only for Chakiros, that would be true when it comes to Bedikos. If there's a Hachosha, they contradict one another, then Eidusun B'Tela.